This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. basketball lost a legend, Kobe Bryant, who retired from the L.A. Lakers in 2016. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant died Sunday in a helicopter crash along with eight other people, including his 13-year-old daughter. He was 41 years old. The private helicopter went down in the hills outside Los Angeles. There's no word yet on the cause of the crash. Bryant is known as one of the sport's all-time greats. He became the National Basketball Association's youngest All-Star in 1998 at age 19. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He spent most of his 20-year career playing for the L.A. Lakers. Bryant was also a writer and producer. His 2017 poem, Dear Basketball, in which he bade farewell to the L.A. Lakers, was turned into a short animated film that won an Oscar in 2018. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump took a full day break Sunday as his legal team prepared to make a detailed defense and senators debate a major procedural issue. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with those details.
The big question, whether to introduce more documentary evidence and witnesses, such as acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Senator James Langford, an Oklahoma Republican, tells ABC's This Week he's not convinced.
It looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells reporters,
an uphill fight, yes. Would I say it's likely to happen? No. Would I say there's no chance it will happen? No.
Senators will get another chance to vote after a 16-hour question and answer session, which will follow the defense presentation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News.